that you don't have a maziv, you don't have cement on top of your roof. You only have boards. Rashi says, Tam tikri b'nisorim, sheish b'mabur. A usually roof that was made in the Gemara's time was made out of boards, wide for tzvachim. Just sometimes you put like dirt, cement on top of it, and sometimes you didn't put the cement. So here we're talking about you don't have cement on top of your board, on top of your roof. You have a roof in your house, in your own apartment, and the roof is only made out of boards that are wide for tzvachim. So tikri sheino le'maziva. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, that it's machlekes b'shamah b'shilu, like this. B'shamah yomrim, if you want to change your room into a sukkah now, to use it for sukkahs, is mefakfek. You have to like pick up each board, v'noytel achas mi'betayim. Like do two things. Pick up each board and put it down again, l'shem schach. And also you have to take away one of the boards and put kosher schach there. So you have to do two things to make this room, this roof kosher for schach. Oh, Beisil Loimer, Beisil says no. One is enough. Nefakfek. Either you pick up each board, because metchil of the boards were put down for the roof of the house. It's a poslas chach. So you have the psul mediraisa of tasav lemon osui. It was made for a house and not for sukkah. So if you want to now make a kosher for sukkah, you have to make it over again. So the answer is pick up each board and then put it down again. So that alone is enough. Nefakfek. Either just pick it up and put it down again, or else there's another reisa. Either one is good. Take away one board from the middle of your roof and put in that space there kosher eschach. That's also called you're doing a ma'isa asiyah. Interesting. Even though you're not taking away the whole roof, the rest of the roof you're leaving there, but Rashi says that's called an asiyah. Since you're doing a ma'isa to this roof, you're changing it around now, you're taking out one board to make the schach kosher, that's called you'd make it a new type of a schach now, and since you put kosher schach in this one space of the board, the whole schach becomes kosher. So that's Beisil Lushita. Not like Beishamah says you have to do both, either one is enough. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says no. Noita lachas mi bentayim v'yena mafaksik. Rabbi Meir says, according to everybody, there's only one Eitzah. The Eitzah is you have to take away one board, and you don't have to pick up all the rest of them. But Vice says, heel is not enough to pick up each board by itself. You have to bedafka take away one board and replace it with real kosher eschach. Pick up each board and put it down again. Yeah. And Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara. Rashi is real. Rashi says, it doesn't help you just to pick it up and put it down again. It doesn't help. Rashi goes according to Shita. The mayor says you can't use boards wide for tzvachim. So why does it help you to pick it up? True, it's not a roof of the house anymore. You're putting it down now, l'shem schach, but it's poslas schach if they're wide for. But the chiddush is, v'yidei, psul shebentayim eschashrim. But if you take away one board, and now you put kosher schach there, the whole thing becomes kosher. And we'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara. Bishleim mebeisilu tamayu mishrim tasav leminosui. According to Beis Hillel, we understand. Since at the beginning you had the house, so the boards were put there, l'shem adira for house. It's possible for a schach. It's a psul tasav leminosui. You can't stop, change your mind now and use it for a schach. It was made the psul. So therefore, e mefakfek, ovidlei, maisa. Either pick up each board and put it down again, you're doing a new maisa. You're like making a schach over again, it becomes kosher. Or else, noita lachas mevatayim. Or else, take away one board totally. That's also called Ovid B'maisa. It's called you did a maisa in action, like remaking, making over the roof. So since in this place of the one board, you're putting real schach, that's enough to make a kosher. So we understand Beis Hillel Shita. Ela Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, what's his svara? My Tamaya, what does Beis Shammai hold? E Mishum Tasab Lemon Osu, if Beis Shammai holds this posel. Because at the beginning you had your roof for a house to live in. So it was made for posel schach. Now you want to change, you want to use it for sukkah, it's posel. So if the question is then, it should be enough just to do one of the two. Either pick it up and put it down again, you're like remaking the roof, or else take away one and put kosher schach there. But what do you have to do two for? E mishum gzeres tikra, elamai beishami holds like Remei Shita, that you're not allowed to use for schach boards that are wide for tzvachim, even though you pick it up and put it down again, the same schach still is possible, because there's a gzeres tikra involved. If so, it should be enough just to throw away one board in between and put kosher schach there. Now you won't have a psul zera sikra. In other words, it's like this. If at the beginning, the svar we'll see in the Gemara and Rashi says,
If at the beginning you're going to make schach, so you're not allowed to use boards wide for tefachin. Because it looks now like you're making a tikra, a regular roof of your house, people will say, mali this roof, mali the roof of my house. Mashenkin here, you already made the roof of the room. Now it comes sukkah time. Now we see you know the halachis. You're a person that knows you're not allowed to use the roof of your house. Because if you're allowed to use the roof of your house, why are you taking out one board for? Leave it the way it is. So we see you're a person that knows the halachis, that I'm not allowed to use the roof the way it is right now. Because this roof was made a year ago to live in, not for schach. So what are you doing? You're taking away one middle board, and you're going to like destroy the roof a little bit, and put kosher schach in between. So we see you're a person that you know the halacha, you're not allowed to use a regular tikkun of your house. So for you, we don't make any gzerah. Therefore, you're allowed to use the rest of the roof. Even though the other boards talk about wide for tefachim, you're allowed to use those boards. Because mid-year-rice, it's a kosher sukkah now. Because since you took away one board, you made a maaseh to change over the roof, it's considered you're changing over the whole roof right now, and it's really considered like you made a new roof, l'shem schach. So mid-year-rice, it's a kosher schach. Elamite should be possible with the Rabbonin, because the Maitre on the sides, all the boards are wide for tefachim. But since you're a person that we see, you know the halachis, you're going to change and take out one board, so we see you know not to use the roof of your house. So if you wouldn't make an exam. So that's why taking away helps. That's the most cash, according to Beishame, what do you hold? If you hold from Zeris, a Tikra, it should be enough to take away one. If you hold from Tassel, a Volim, and also, it should be enough to pick it up. Like, what do you have to do both for? So Marian says, Liyoylam Ateya Beishame holds Mishum Zeris Tikra. Vochikom, this is what Beishame means to say. Alpha Pishim Afakfik, even if you pick up each one of them and put it down, still it doesn't help. You know why? Because he holds Zeris Tikra. You're not allowed to have the whole roof with boards wide for tefachim. So therefore, the answer is, inoitalach, as we bentayim in. If you take away one board from the middle, you show if you don't want to use this roof, it's kosher. Iloiloi. But if you don't take away one board, then it remains possible. In other words, even though you pick up each board, it doesn't help you. That only helps take away the psul of tassel leminosui. But not to take away the psul, you're using posta schach now. Since it's wide for tefachim, sigzeres tikra. Fred Gemurav, that's Chan Beishame Yehochi, aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? That Remeyer says, Neutelachas Mibetayim, you have to bedafka take away one board off the roof. Avalo Yefakfik, but it doesn't help you to pick up and put down again. And like Rashi said, because Remeyer goes Lishitosoi. Remeyer Shitu is, if the boards are wide for Tzvachim, it's Postle Feschach. So it doesn't help you to pick them up and put it down again. They're all Postle Feschach. So the only answer is to take away one. So for the Gemara, if so, Reb Meir Heinu Beis Shammai. Then if you're telling me that's Pshat and Beis Shammai, so Reb Meir and Beis Shammai are both saying the exact same thing. It's not Mashma. That's Mashma Beis Hillel. Mashma Reb Meir saying something different than Beis Shammai. If you want to tell me Beis Shammai holds also, picking up doesn't help. It only helps taking away one. So that's not what Reb Meir says. So Moses Hochikom. This is what Reb Meir meant to say. Reb Meir meant to say Lo Nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Davaze. Enichnami. He holds that there's no machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That what? That Remeyer, my Kamash, what's the Chiddush then? The Remeyer is like Zeres Tikra. That Remeyer holds from the Zeres Tikra. In other words, since the whole board, the whole roof is made from boards wide for Tvachim, it does not help you start picking them up and putting them down again. Because by putting these boards down again, you're again having a whole schach made out of boards wide for Tvachim. That's possible. That's Remeyer is telling us that the Zeres Tikra, you have to take away one board. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's enough picking it up and putting it down wide, less like Zeres Tikra, because he does not hold from the Zeres Tikra. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's enough just to pick it up and put it down again. But Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, according to Rav, even though the boards are wide for tefachim, it's kosher for schach. Now here the only concern is, that at the beginning of the year, you build a house, you made the roof l'shem adirah, so it's posle schach. So now if you want to use it for sukkis, all you have to do is pick up each board, like make a new type of a roof, l'shem schach, and put it down again, it's kosher schach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's enough. Oh, whoa, that was the ratio. Either pick up each one, that alone is enough. So for the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? If there's a Gzeres Tikra or not, v'afligo b'chode zimna, we had the Machlokes in the Mishnah before. So what do we have to have a second Mishnah here for? So it's none, we learned the Mishnah before. Misachachin b'nisorim, you're allowed to use wood. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, no matter how wide it is, even four tefachim is kosher. Rabbi Meir says, no, if it's wide four tefachim, it's possible. So what do we have a second Mishnah here for? We already had the Machlokes in the first Mishnah. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Reisha, I'll tell you, no, the two different cases. Reisha, the first Mishnah, talking about Benisorim Mishupim. The boards are like very sharp, and they're very smooth boards, Askinen. Or Mishung Zerith Kalim, Nogabur. I'll tell you, the first Mishnah is not talking about Xero. It looks like a roof, but the Xero is there since it's a nice, fine piece of wood that's very smooth and very sharp. The reason why Ramey says he can't use it is the Xero to Kalim. We're afraid, even though true, this is a Pshutik Liates. It's a flat piece of wood, it's not Makabal Tumah. But if you're going to use this piece of wood, we're afraid to use other Kalim that is Makabal Tumah. So that's why Ramey said it was possible in the first Mishnah. That's the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush from Tikra that you're not allowed to use a board wide for Tfachim because it looks like a roof. But from the first Mishnah, we don't know that. The first Mishnah just says, Mesachim b'nesorim, Rabbi Yehuda says, Oyster, you can't use wide boards, but it doesn't say why. So I'll tell you, the first Mishnah says it's also according to Meyam because it looks like a Keli. That's why it's awesome. But the second Mishnah says because it looks like a roof. The Gemara there can't be. That we had before the Yomar. You're allowed to use arrows if it's a zocher. If it's a male arrow, means it doesn't have a base kibble. There's no hole at the end. It's not makabel anything. It just sticks out like a point. So even though it's a nice piece of wood, it's an arrow, still you're allowed to use it for schach, sheirah. And b'dekev is psula. But if it's an arrow that at the end has a hole in it, so then it's called the base kibble. It's makabel tum, it's posel. But you see, if it's a straight piece of wood, it's kosher for schach. You don't make any gzera otto a zocher piece of wood, a flat piece of wood that sticks out otto in the cave. So you see, by pieces of wood, you don't make any gzera with kalim. You should not make a gzera of a flat piece of wood, a nice sharp piece of wood otto kalim. So you can't say pshaf in our first mishnah is gzera, it looks like kalim. Elazamar says our korchach reisha pligi b'gzera tikra. The ratio of the Mishnah Machlaik is like we learned until now. We're talking about a board like Rav learns is wide for Tfachim. And Rav Meir holds you can't use it because the Gzera also you use your own roof of the house. So the Sefer, then what's the Machlaik is now safe? Also the same thing. Plead you again about the Gzera's Tikra. So the question is, if Luga Betat is in the Lomli, what do we have to have two Machlaik is in for? The Terrace says, Sefer Rav Yehuda. The Ka'om Alei, the Rav Meir, the Sefer goes according to Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda says to Rav Meir, Amai Ka'a Sata Benisorin. Mishum Gzeres Tikra, why do you say you can't use the board? That's wide for Tfachim. Because the Gzeres, you come to use a roof. Hai Svara le Beishama Yudi Islei. Lou, it's only Beishama Yold that Svara. Or Beisil le Gazri. But Beisil doesn't know the Gzeres. That's what Reb Yehuda is adding in our Mishnah now. But Reb Yehuda now is going on the Machlekes before and saying, you Reb Meir, you're wrong. You should know Beishama Yold that Svara. But Reb Meir, Beisil holds his kosher. The Yomer Meir Meir is back. No, Loi Nechlukul Beishama Beisilu Badaver. No, but there's no Machlokes Beishama Beisilu. They are both moidah. If the boards are wide for Tzvachim, it's Taka Poslus Chach. So Moses Ho Nichol Rav Del Machlokes Bishesh Bemabo. The Rav Meir is like Zeres Tikra. Rav Yehuda less like Zeres Tikra. It's good Machlokes. Ela Lishmul Bekorin Tishmul Diyomer Bishesh Bemabo Machlokes. It's only Machlokes when it's not white for Tzvachim. Then Rav Yehuda says it's kosher. Avu yesh be ma bod yiriyakab sulo. But when the boards are white for Tzvachim, even Rav Yehuda's might be possible. So that's a kosher, safer than my pligi. What's the Machlokes in the safer then? Like, why does Rav Yehuda say it's kosher taka? How could Rav Yehuda say here if the boards are white for Tzvachim, it's kosher just taking away one board? Why should that be kosher? The Torah says, Bebitl tikro kamiflugi. Masava bitla bahochi masava le bitla. Like the Svar we said before, here we're talking about really you're using the rest of the roof is wide for Tfachim each board. So really there should be Gzeres Tikra. That's John Remeya. Why does it you to say it's kosher? Because since we see you're such a person that knows the locha, you're a person that's not using the roof the way it is. You're Badafka taking away one board in the middle and putting kosher schach there. So we see you're a person that knows you're not allowed to use the roof of your house. So for this person, we don't make any Gzeres Tikra. That's the Machlokes now Mishnah. We have you, the holes, it helps. Even though the whole schach is made from boards wide for Tfachim, but since you take away one middle board and you put it in this place kosher schach, we see you're a person that knows the locha, there's no Gzeres Tikra for you. Remeir does know from this far, no. Even though you take away one board, so what? The rest of the boards on the schach are wide for Tfachim, you have the Gzeres Tikra as possible. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah over the Mishnah before. All right.
We hold up Tezvov. Tezvov Omer Aleph, the Bar Mishnah. Hamakara Sukosoi Bishvudin Oy Barucha Samita. If some Hamakara means you put tzchach, you put the covering on top of your sukkah, you make the tzchach, Bishvudin. Bishvudin means like arrows. Shvudin means a sharp piece of wood, which is, it's not wood here. Shvudin means, I mean spikes, it means like. Of course, made out of metal. So Bishvudin are spikes, like a sharp piece of metal. Oy Barucha Samita, or else with like the frame of the bed. Use the long board that you have for the frame of the bed. Is these two things are posla schach. Because shvudim is metal, metal is mekabel tuma. And arucha samita also, even though it's made out of wood, but the frame of the bed is like part of the kli, it's part of the bed. So it's also mekabel tuma, it's called a kli. So therefore, these two things are posla for schach. But now, im yesh revach beneyim kemoison, if you have the space in between them, the same size as the piece of wood itself or the piece of metal, is kshera. In other words, let's say the spike, the shvudim, was 2 inches wide. And now you have space in between that 2 and a little bit more inches. Well, the Mishnah says, kemoison. Mash must say exactly. You have 2 inches worth of this metal spikes, and then you have 2 inches of space. And then again, another spike, another space, another spike, another space. So if the space is equal to the size of the spikes of the shvudim, and on this space now you put kosher eschach, so the Mishnah is ksheira. In other words, churut means if you have machzah machzah, half kosher eschach and half posel eschach, the eschach is kosher. Same thing by arucha samita. Arucha samita is posel eschach. It's a kli. Let's say this board was 2 inches wide, and again you have 2 inches wide of this. Then you have 2 inches space that you're going to put kosher eschach. Then 2 inches this, 2 inches space. So it comes out half was kosher, half was posel. So lachar is ksheira. The Mishnah says that's kosher. So Rashi says, Hamakara sukosoi, Rashi, Kamoi she'onu oisin she'mesadrin kolunsois tchila, bischach, v'noistin pesel aleim. Like first you make like a out frame of posel schach going across, and on top of that you put kosher schach. So aruchas means the bed frame. It's also a kli that's makabu. Rashi m'vorma forish, the makabu tumma. It's a kli that's makabu tumma. So therefore it by itself will be posel. But the chiddush is im yesh revach b'neim kemoison bein shvud l'shvud al p'nei kulo. In between one metal spike and the next one, there's the space. Let's say the spike is 2 inches wide, so you have space now 2 inches wide. The yitin shom haps pesel, and on this space you're going to put now the pserlas gurin and the pserlas yikoyv, which is kosher eschach. You use real kosher eschach. The chayin al p'nei kulo along those schach will be that way. Gemara forech. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. You don't have more kosher than you have psul. But the Mishnah says the churub, it's machza machza, half and half. Half of it made from posel eschach, and half from kosher eschach is kshera. Now another chiddush the Mishnah says, ha'achotet begodish. Let's say you have a pile of hay, a haystack. And now in the middle of the haystack, you go in there, and you hollow out the mokum, like you make, let's say, 10 or 7 by 7, or else more than that. You hollow out the mokum to make a sukkah inside the haystack. It's lasas la sukkah. Inside the haystack, you're hollowing it out now. Then now you can walk in the haystack and there's a kosher sukkah. Still ain't a sukkah. The din is this posel, like we had before, because this is a psul midiraisa of tas of leminosi. The Torah says you have to go and make schach. Here, metchila, when you piled up this haystack, there was no schach. It was just a pile of hay. Now you go in the middle of it and hollow out, cut out, and empty out the middle of it. That now by itself it comes on top of this, like sukkah, you have kosher schach. But you did not make the schach. The schach was there before, and it wasn't put to l'shem schach, it was put to l'shem a pile. Therefore it's a posel sukkah. Because it's not called you made the schach, that's the Torah says tase. You have to make the schach, and not here that at the beginning there was no schach there. At the beginning was a big haystack. And now later you hollow out the middle, so you did not do a ma'isa to make the schach. The schach is like there by itself. That's a psul midiraisa. That's what the Mishnah says, a lashon of einoy sukkah. It's not a sukkah at all. Not only midirabbanan, but even midiraisa is possible. Mor says now, leimet yevet yufta the Rav Huna brethren of Yeshua. Chorao Mishnah should be a kasha on Rav Huna brethren of Yeshua. The Yitma will learn like this, the machlekes in the Gemara Ervin. What's called the mechitza? A mechitza we know is something that divides two rishuyas. How many boards, though, how much do you have to be amish of the space?
you want to make a mechitza, how much has to be a real mechitza, and how much could be space? Yitma, we learned. Porot koimit. If the opening is the same size as the oimid, as the mechitza. In other words, you have a piece of board, let's say that's an amma wide, and then you have a space an amma wide. Then you have another board an amma wide, and then another space an amma. So at the end of this, there's four ammas here, two ammas are mechitzas, and two ammas are space. That's called, you have porot, the open space, the opening is the same size as the oimid. Is that called a mechitza or not? That's a machlekes. Rav Papa Rama Mutter. Papa says, yes, that's called a mechitza. Habi machtza is covered up, even though half is opened, that's also called a mechitza. Machtza, machtza is ksheira. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, he says, no, osir. He says, no, it's not called the good mechitza. It's a mechitza zone if you have more oimid than porots. You have to have more mechitza than opening. But if it's 50-50, he holds it's osir. So Chur should be a riot to Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua. It's a kashan of Huna Bedi of Yeshua that our Mishnah says, if you have the postless chach on top, and then the space in between is the same size as the metal spikes, and then the space in between you put kosher chach, so the chur it's machza machza, half of the chach is kosher, half is posel, our Mishnah says it's kshema. And here Rav Huna Bedi of Yeshua says not like that. He says if you have a mechitza that's half up and half is space, it's posel. So Amalach Rav Huna Bedi of Yeshua, he says, no, I can answer you. It's not a kasha for me from our Mishnah. My kamoisen, what does our Mishnah mean? That if you have 2 inches worth of this metal spike, and then 2 inches open of space, my kamoisen, what do you mean the 2 inches of space? That in that open space you put kosher tzach, that means benichnas v'yotzin. That means the space is a little bit wider than the actual poslas tzach. So if the spike, the shvud, is 2 inches wide, now the space in between means a space that another spike could go in there easily. Could go in and could go out. So it's a little bit more than 2 inches. It's like 2 1/4 and 1/4 more. So since the open space is more than the closure of the shvudim, so now when you fill up this open space with kosher schach, you're going to end up really to have more kosher schach than poslas schach. That's why the Mishnah says it's kosher. So according to Rav Huna Bedi Yeshua, we have to add something. To say the Mishnah means not that it's exactly 50-50, but the space is a little bit wider than the metal shvudim, therefore you have more kosher schach than poslas schach. So Rashi says, Paras koimit, linyin mechitzis, Shabbos itmar. This is a machloikis nukas ervin, but again to the mechitzis you need for Shabbos. Mechitzis shenasis bepasin rechovin gimum, you have a piece of wood that's more than 3 tefachim wide, v'niach ben pas la pas kamole pas. In between one pass, you have space. Denafkalu materos lovid. Since each board is more than 3 tefachim wide, so the space in between one board and the next board is also more than 3 tefachim wide. So you can't say lovid anymore. Because if it would be less than 3 tefachim, then it's a avadim, it's a kosher mechitza. Because if you have 2 boards within 3 tefachim, you say lovid, they become attached, and it's like one whole mechitza. See, we're talking about that each board by itself is wider than 3 tefachim. Now you have space in between the same size as the board. So the space in between is more than 3 tefachim. So you can't say lo, but it's not really attached. So you have a mechitza made up that out of this whole 10 amis here, 5 amis has real mechitzas, and 5 amis is open space. So it's a machlekes. That Rav Papa says it's kosher, so according to Rav Papa, be good our Mishnah. And Rav Huna Bedi Yeshua says, no, it's possible. So the question, how does he learn Shana our Mishnah that says also 50-50 is kosher? The Teretz is benichnas v'yotzis. Rashi shei pesel shei psul pesel haroichiv kemoisen the midyochel likonas v'leitzav revach shevetayim. That when we say you have space in between the apostle's chach, it's not the exact same size. It's a little bit wider. In other words, you have a piece of spike there, metal spike, and then in between one spike and next spike, you have space to put another spike there, but easily put it in and put it out. So it's a little bit wider than the 2 inches of the spike itself. Now the pesel means the kosher schach, the psula yikov and psula gerin we had before that you're going to put there in this space is going to be more kosher schach than posel schach. That the open space is wider than the space of the shvudim, the spike itself, and on this space now you're going to put up kosher schach. That's what the Mishnah says is kosher. Nichnas v'yotzei. Now the Gemara has a question now. V'yo'ef shalatzamtzei.